June 30th, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Do it now. Agree with thine adversary quickly, Matthew 5:25. Jesus Christ is laying down this principle. Do what you know you must do now, and do it quickly. If you do not, the inevitable process will begin to work, and you will have to pay the last farthing in pain and agony and distress. God's laws are unalterable. There is no escape from them. The teaching of Jesus goes straight to the way we are made up. To see that my adversary gives me my rights is natural. But Jesus says that it is a matter of eternal and imperative importance to me that I pay my adversary what I owe him. From our Lord's standpoint, it does not matter whether I am defrauded or not. What does matter is that I do not defraud. Am I insisting on my rights, or am I paying what I owe from Jesus Christ's standpoint? Do the thing quickly. Bring yourself to judgment now. In moral and spiritual matters, you must do it at once. If you do not, the inexorable process will begin to work. God is determined to have his child as pure and clean and white as driven snow, and as long as there is disobedience in any point of his teaching, he will prevent none of the working of his Holy Spirit. Our insistence in proving that we are right is nearly always an indication there has been some point of disobedience. No wonder the Spirit so strongly urges to keep steadfastly in the light. Agree with thine adversary quickly. Have you suddenly turned a corner in any relationship and found that you had an anger in your heart? Confess it quickly. Quickly put it right before God. Be reconciled to that one. Do it now. This is the end of Oswald's message. It's some insight that comes to me in reading this particular message is that the biggest issue is really all about rights. And the biggest marker, or the biggest indicator, the most obvious flag, something is not right in my spirituality, is when I insist upon having my rights. Jesus Christ never once raised his hand or spoke about fairness for himself. He, of all people, lived a perfectly sinless life, a generous, giving, and loving life, and his end was the farthest thing from fair that has ever occurred on the human plane. So until I can, as my Lord has, demonstrated in his example for me, give up my rights for the sake of someone else, I am not yet spiritually where I want to be. To be one as Jesus and the Father are one is to be rightless. Not concerned with my rights, but in every case concerned about not defrauding another. As someone near me once said, your perception is your reality. That being the case, the fact that I cannot generally convince anyone else to my point of view if they are firmly convinced of theirs. Their point of view determines whether I have defrauded them or not. So if I hold on to what I claim is fairness, it then goes to a court, and then some judge has to determine between us. And even then, it's his perception versus my perception. But the bottom line is, the perception is the reality. Treat everyone according to their perception. Don't be concerned about your own rights or fairness for yourself. Then and only then does the true character and nature of God make itself evident in your life.